This one's more current because obviously these are quite general points you guys brought up.
It's current next gen.
This guy wants blood. Just
This guy wants blood.
Yeah, I do. Well, because you know, I know a lot of people have covered it, but we haven't really sat down properly and talked about the next gen so far.
Well, we use one, but with everything we use, it's not Nintendo.
If I say next gen, you don't say Nintendo because
it's mid gen or part gen, five gen, half gen. I don't know what to call it.
We use already one. It does not bother.
So anyway, this conversation we're probably not going to hear that much about Wii.
It's come first in a one man race.
So we've got the big boys, Xbox and PlayStation 4.
And what are we discussing about Xbox and PlayStation 4, Xbox One?
Just everything we've seen so far, we've absorbed.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on... All right, we'll start with Xbox first of all. What do you think?
Actually, what do you think about Xbox One?
What do you think?
Me?
You've actually sworn blindly that you're never going to get an Xbox One, so...
Well, my reason's obvious. I don't think I need two consoles that do similar things. So I'm going to go for the games. I explained this to Taz, you know, Sony, I've always played PlayStation games, always liked them. So I trust their franchises and their new IP and whatever, right? So with...
for anyone that will ever listen to, that will be listening to this, probably just...
No, but that doesn't mean that I shit on, like, Xbox stuff. I don't mind what...
It's alright, man, don't worry.
No, but I don't shit on Xbox stuff. I mean, I will
It's alright, mate, get in line, everyone's doing it. It's actually the most popular thing to do.
So we'll go from their first reveal, right? I was disappointed because they didn't show an evolution of what they originally showed with the 360, right? Which is they innovated with achievements and social gaming, right? So I thought the next stage of that is either going to be, you know, improving on that side or just bringing something completely new. And they didn't do that. So I was heavily disappointed in that respect, right?
Okay.
Yeah, now whereas with, obviously with PS4, they kind of just went back on all the mistakes they made with PS3, which is good. Obviously, a fan like me, that's a win-win. I can't lose because I'm getting stuff which I didn't get before.
Yeah.
Great. But...
Getting party chat.
Yeah, getting party chat. You know,
which is a big thing.
Which is probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Since they said that it was going to come with PlayStation 3, and then they realised, wait, it's 256 and RAM.
They realised that it was, you know, between Microsoft and Sony. I'm sure Microsoft said they would rather have a well-running or an OS that runs particularly well, because after having used... after having used the PlayStation 3 cross media bar or whatever it's called versus the Xbox 360, it's sometimes there are messages I want to send, I just cannot be asked.
It's just because I'm still not used to the messaging thing, it just feels a bit long and there's just
I just don't feel the need to send messages.
I mean, we have to remember with Sony, that was never... With the PS3, that wasn't built.
No, definitely start. I mean, I remember when I saw it, I said, this is just the PlayStation... It's the PSP thing.
Yeah, dude, you remember how it was? Well, I don't know how much you played with the PlayStation 3 when it first came out. We didn't even have that, man. It was like, if I wanted to send you a message, I'd have to quit the game. You couldn't access... It wasn't something that was built from the start. The PlayStation, because it's got...
You free up those kilobytes of data.
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of shuffling. Like, technically, they had not that much RAM to play with.
Mm.
So the fact that they even put in the fact that you can access, like, a limited version of the XMB was impressive in itself, because they only have as much RAM as they had. Right, so yeah, it was night and day that it was obviously going to be as bad. But yeah, we've got that now. But yeah, so with Xbox One, I just was expecting, you know, just like the evolution of achievements, for example. Yeah, it would be great if we saw them do something that Steam's doing, right, with their card system, like anything like that. Instead, we just got, basically, this is going to be souped up 360 or, you know, next generation console with the same games.
Box.
And yeah, with the Kinect, which they're pushing, which is fair enough because it's made them money. But, you know, I'm a fan of the innovation
But they're not really pushing it anymore. I mean, yes, it's sold with every console, but it doesn't have to be connected. So,
well, no, it would have been nice.
I mean, I don't know what the point of that is, to be honest. I don't see the point of it being shipped. I mean, it's not like I want it in or not, but my point is, if you're going to ship it in, yeah. with every console.
Yeah.
You know, what was the old system? Well, the original system, which was it had to be connected.
Yeah.
It had to be turned on to have, yeah. for you to play the thing. Which is cool because it forced developers to develop for it.
I think they're just trying to alleviate, to see what you're going to do. I think Microsoft are trying to alleviate fears bit by bit because.
Just funny because they're going to add these things back anyway, bit by bit.
Obviously the DRM was the biggest issue. They backtracked on that, and then they just started backtracking on pretty much everything. They weren't going to include a headset because they said the Kinect microphone can pick up your voice very well.
Mm.
And then they backtracked on that, and then now the biggest backtrack is, or the latest backtrack is, the Kinect. And I think that's just because of what they're literally seeing people say online, and that is, if Kinect can still watch me in my living room, if it can still be connected whilst I'm playing the game, or it has to be connected, then I'm no dice. But then these people that say that kind of ignore the fact that you don't have to be online to play your box, so
yeah, it appears.
But yeah, they're kind of just doing that because they're obviously taking a bigger pummeling than they anticipated. After removing DRM, there's still, what's it called? They're torn between the backlash of DRM versus trying to now catch up with the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, and I think that's quite, for me, that's quite sad. Because, go back to the 360, they weren't beaten to anyone's drum but their own vision now.
Yeah,
so they had, you know, Xbox Live, they had achievements, bang, right? No one else was doing that. Great, they're innovating. Yeah, now with their next one, they're not doing that. They're almost like, oh crap, we've made this mistake, okay, let's revert. And I think the Kinect one's probably the biggest one for me, because it's like, now, like you said, it's not mandatory, so now our developers are not going to care, so it's just going to be like the original Kinect,
which is a shame.
Yeah, which is a shame, because I'm not saying I play Kinect, but I can understand that it's a cool thing, and it could be quite, you know, useful for games.
We're waiting for developers to use it, developers maybe can do with it.
But now they don't really care. When you're like tiptoeing around features and you don't force it, this is why they needed to be, even if it was always on, I always said this, it doesn't matter if it was always on, as long as they stick to that and they say, look, this is why it's good that it's going to be always on, it would have been fine. People would suck it up and they had no idea, they would have no reason but to enjoy it.
Yeah, because it's how it is. Because things, as odd as I felt after watching E3, I still found it interesting that they were both going, Sony and Microsoft were going in two different directions, which in terms of what the console actually does. Yeah,
competition's always good.
And anyway, so I found it interesting, but now it's kind of souped up 360 at the moment.
Well, yeah, but that's not a problem. I mean, the consoles will always get better in terms of specs. I think now this gen as a whole, I think.
Well, no, but they had other features.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying now they are pretty.
Now,
I mean, even though Sony are ticking all the right boxes, they're not changing anything.
Yeah, they're not.
Entirely. They're just. But, I mean, the thing is, people are just happy with the way things are, and people are always going to be like that. No one really likes change, and Sony just came in and ticked that box in a big way, and that's it. Because yeah, they do, fair enough, they do know their audience, but they haven't really changed much in terms of their vision. Is just literally games, which is absolutely fine, but it's not changing from what it was on the PlayStation 3, which is why this generation, now it's looking as though it's going to be pretty much more of the same.
Well, yeah, I think what you'll see is a lot more emphasis on exclusive games, I think, now. Because if you're going to have two consoles that aren't identical, even our boy Carmack said that, recently he had, like, some talk at QuakeCon, you know that really smart, genius guy, geeky guy. I've shown you some videos of him.
Carmack,
the ID software.
Oh, okay, Basically,
no Carmack, no first-person shooter.
Isn't he working with Oculus Rift now?
Yeah, he is. Well, part-time or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, so Oculus he came Rift out and fun. Said when he was looking at the specs of both, they're pretty much the same thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And they are, they're running on the same architecture, right? So it's going to be down to the games, which is great for us,
You best batten down the hatches because you can't really say things like that. No, I'm just saying, in general consensus is that PlayStation 4 is 50%, a whole 50% more powerful than the Xbox One, which kind of makes me laugh.
More power doesn't, like, look, you know what I mean? Power, did that really
matter? But then you turn around and say, yeah, but the Wii was the top-selling console of last generation. People just turn around and say gigaflops and terahertz and just whatever.
Yeah, but the Wii is this whole different story as well with selling, because selling and whether it's good is two different things. It's like, you know. It's not necessarily.
I've said it from the beginning. Nintendo's running their own race. They don't care.
Yeah, about, they already always have. And we always will have get them, yeah. to why that's just gonna hurt them.
It's a good and bad thing.
Yeah,
we'll get, a bad thing.
So yeah, so with Xbox, that's how I'm coming from. I mean, I guess you guys have kind of already said, unless you want to add to anything like that. But for me, I just feel like what I experienced with 360 and that magic of, oh, this is something brand new, I haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
And bear in mind, obviously, yeah, with PlayStation, I haven't seen too much, but I'm a fan of PlayStation stuff, so I know that I'm going to get
for
that.
For you, they're
yeah. So I look, yeah, so I look at Xbox as the one that I want to see what they can do to bring me in.
So do you, so let's just say this happens, both consoles come out, and then they're both bringing first-party content in a big way. Do you think you'd still get an Xbox One
if
you saw a title
One,
that
yeah if it has a title that like I'm like I want this like titles I would say
yeah
I would it has to be more than one because I made that mistake with the three well not a mistake with 360 because it came out first
yeah
but going back I made that mistake thinking that it would have had a lot of good and unique exclusives which it didn't
yeah
for me so like would you go so if they do that absolutely I'll always be open but right now I just want one I don't like the idea of having two that because they're pretty much the same I don't see the point but yeah if there's something on there that is magical and you guys are getting it and I'm going to be like the guy in the corner that's left out then you best believe I might consider getting one same with the 360 thing I have no problem doing it
yeah.
but yeah, now I'm being a little bit more reserved with my money and, you know, I'm just going to wait and see what happens. PS4 definitely getting 2015, which is going to be hard. But, yeah. But Xbox One, yeah, so they still have a chance. They're not done by any means in terms of this isn't the end of them.
Yeah.
But it's just a shame that their direction isn't what I thought it could be.
I think the backlash was just way more than... It's way more than they anticipated. I was certainly not shocked, but just... I mean, people that weren't even buying Xbox Ones were basically calling for knives and pitchforks. And I thought, well, if you're not really buying the console, then...
Funniest thing with people that are saying, it has to always be on. I don't understand this. But yet they're like, complaining on that.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
But it was they were online.
It's quite
online.
Ironic how these guys spending 24 hours online complaining about how the Xbox One has to be 24 hours online.
But that always comes down to the choice, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, like those guys.
Well, yeah, people don't like choice.
They're not always online per se with the devices they're using to complain about.
No, they're not. And it's just funny when people talk about was it Spybox One or Spybox Kinect Sensor? And I'm just thinking to myself, if you have a computer and a smartphone and you're complaining about things that spy on you, please just shut up.
Yeah, it's true.
Please just
complain.
Keep quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
They explain that.
Well, because they do it now, dude. Like, there's nothing you have.
The
one was
the anti-tech.
I was talking about the digital signature, which people leave online, right? Yeah, everyone has one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. On Twitter, you have one, right? On other side, like things like Foursquare, and that you have one. If I wanted to kill you, it wouldn't be hard to do it. If I needed to know where you were or what you do or what you like, or how to get to Giannis. How can I get to Giannis? I know. Yeah, by looking at your Twitter, I know what you're into, even if I don't know you.
Yeah.
Right? It's very easy. So you have this digital signature. So they watch it. Google, they track your searches. If you notice on YouTube now, it will track what you've searched.
Yeah,
so
you've got Google
suggestions
account. It's connected.
So it's kind of weird because sometimes I'm like, I just type in T and it has the trailer for like the Battlefield. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is magic. Yeah, but then I realise it's because I've recently gone on there and I've searched.
But this is different.
So
they always do it.
But it's all the same principle. These companies are doing it now. Yeah. So the fact that we have the Kinect is no different. Obviously, Microsoft are doing it, but they could have been doing it with Xbox Live as well. They track what you say on Xbox Live. You don't think they have an archive of that? Every time you've abused someone online?
It's just the fact that when something becomes more apparent and more obvious, people tend to complain a whole lot more.
Mm.
And I think it's more that people just want to say... I've been noticing a lot of these... Xbox One versus PlayStation 4 articles.
Oh,
you get,
I love those.
You get dumb arguments on both sides.
I know,
it's
but they're great because you just see that passion
just,
for them.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are passionate, but their passion is making them
guesswork.
Right? It's all guesswork until the console. You got people saying, "Is Xbox One doomed?" And
but this is great hype. I think.
I mean, the console's not out yet.
Would you? Yeah, I know it's stupid, but at the same time, don't you think it's needed as well? Because like just all of this debate and stuff, I think it's healthy. I don't think it should go away.
Debate,
is
healthy. But pointless arguments are just stupid. They're entertaining.
Yeah,
if to see how stupid people are.
Yeah.
That's as far as the entertainment goes. But at the end, nothing really changes. It's just because now at the moment you probably realize or see that online it's cool to say negative things about Xbox One. It's just if you say something like that, people
they
five thumbs up.
Yeah.
And it's the same what happened with like PS3 as well. It's like all that negative stuff, $5.99, all of that.
Yeah.
So you're always gonna have. And it's unfortunate that Xbox are now feeling it.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, when people truly believe in what they're saying, it kind of makes them blind to sound arguments.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
For instance, a lot of people don't like Rise because it looks like a QTE fest.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. Crytek aren't really known for their amazing gameplay and things like that. They're known for their amazing graphics. But then when you get them showing how they're making Crysis, and then people complaining about how, oh, the guy's eyes look so dead. Is this really next gen? Think to myself,
yeah.
It says alpha footage, and yet if this was something completed, for instance...
Haters are going to hate, aren't they?
So yeah. For instance, same article about Infamous and some screenshots that just didn't look too hot. You then get people turn around and say, yeah, well, it's not done. And what's that game, Drive Club, on the PlayStation 4? Forza isn't finished.
Yeah.
But whatever you see, there are things in Forza that look unfinished.
Yeah.
Drive Club is nowhere near being finished, apparently. But there are things that look unfinished in Drive Club. But when it's Forza, it's, oh, the Xbox One's coming out this November. Are they sure they're going to have this game ready? When it's Drive Club, 35% done. Oh, they've got plenty of time until release.
I get
the arguments different?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same boat.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it'll all be answered once they release, whenever they release.
Yeah, that's why I tend to.
But I think I still kind of like it. I still, just reading it, even the stupid ones, it's still kind of nice just to see that thing. Because, you know, it'd be boring if everyone was just, you know.
I've kind of ignored it.
Okay, so you said that you're definitely getting a PlayStation 4, and if you get, five Beast exclusives on the Xbox One, you may consider getting it.
Always, I'm always open to it, but right now I'm looking just for one console, and PlayStation 4 has ticked all my boxes at the moment.
Fair enough.
If anything comes along, and it's gonna be hard, but if anything comes along, I'm always gonna be open to it. Like Titanfall is one, but at the same time, I know that could be a time. Well, yeah, it's also a time exclusive, I feel. Because EA would never do that, really. So I know that it's going to come out eventually. So
it'd be interesting because Titanfall seems to have a different setup compared to most other EA games. And I literally think that going into cloud territory here, I literally think it's something to do with how Microsoft handles their servers.
Yeah.
I think that's literally, unless Sony get to that point where they can handle servers the way Microsoft, at the moment, I think it's Microsoft and Samsung that have
the biggest
cloud reserves or something
like
that.
Amazon.
Anyway, the most diverse cloud reserves or things like that. And Microsoft running servers is expensive. Facilities that Microsoft has, and I think the way the guy, who is it, Frank Zampella, I can't remember the guy from Respawn Entertainment, he said that Microsoft basically said, yeah, we'll give you this many servers
at a cut rate
basically.
Yeah.
And so it allows them to concentrate more on making the game and making sure the game's running fine, and the way I see it is that it's either Sony just said this isn't something we're interested in, or Sony's servers literally aren't at that stage yet.
I'm very curious. I think it's more just the fact that Sony weren't, you know, EA were given money from Microsoft. I think basically Sony weren't willing to pay $50 million to get a timed exclusive on that, and that's why. Because business wise, it makes no sense. Even if, let's say, argument's sake, Sony's servers aren't ready.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt EA by releasing an Xbox, because they've done it before, having a brilliant Xbox version of Titanfall and having a shitty one on PlayStation that has like server issues.
But then EA are also trying to change.
Activision does it.
EA are also trying to change their reputation as well.
They're trying to, but money. When you get that money on the table, what do you have to lose? Oh, exclusive for 6 months, it means nothing. So I wouldn't be surprised, but you could be right. It could have something to do with that, but I don't think their cloud technology is.
That's more going by what the guy.
And of course he would say that because he doesn't want to seem like the guy that got that.
He doesn't want to say that.
Yeah.
But I do think that definitely has, I mean, a lot to do, even though you've got the cloud thing or whatever. It's literally servers cost money. Yeah, Microsoft obviously paid something to cover everything, otherwise, according to that guy, the game.
And even with the whole server argument, like just going back, like even last gen, people used to give like Sony so much shit for their servers without realizing that A, it was free.
Yeah.
And B, their servers weren't actually that bad because a lot of games on PlayStation at that time supported 32 man with no lag, yeah. Right? Killzone being one of those, yeah. But those are overlooked because of all the other negative press things. It's the same problem that Xbox One is having, yeah? There's a lot of good features, but people are just in that mode where they're beating down on it now that Microsoft can't come out and say, oh, but it does this, it does that. Instead, they're just, like, appeasing those guys, and it hurts.
I think it's because Microsoft wanted to do too many things at once, and all of a sudden, it was too much to explain bit by bit. They wanted a digital future at the same time. They wanted to stay in a physical present. And that message just got completely confused, and then all of a sudden, you got DRM. You still have to sign in online for something that you have that's physical. As I've been reading online, there are ways that they could have gotten around that. So they could have gotten around that, and they could have just said, they could have had a little Steam kind of thing going on where you could either opt in for the physical package or just the digital package. There's nothing wrong with giving those choices an option, but it's almost like a kid that has all the cool toys. Fine, if you don't want this, then you can't have this, and you can't have that. You can't have this, and you definitely can't have that.
Yeah.
And they just took them all away and said, fuck you.
Well, we learned about, the funniest thing is that we learned more about their online features and what they were planning to do once they were taking it away, which I found quite funny.
Yeah.
So it was like, we didn't know too much that it could do this and that. But as soon as people complain and they want to remove it, then they start explaining.
The whole family sharing thing.
Yeah.
Where there were...
Oh, yeah, people were just like, oh, that's
good. Where people said, oh, someone turned around and said, oh, apparently it was only a 45-minute demo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Microsoft came out and said, no, it's definitely the full game. I'm thinking to myself, it's probably a load of bullshit. It probably was only 45 minutes, but they thought, no, we've taken it away, so let's just say it's a full game. Fuck you guys. You can't have it anymore. So we've taken it.
That's what happens, right? And you complain, you get burnt. But yeah, right, so... In terms of Xbox One, that's where I'm coming from. But I was going to say, what do you guys think?
Where do you stand?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Well, me, I'm jumping on to the Wii U. That's the first thing I'm going to buy, is the Wii U and the PlayStation 4.
Didn't he ask you about the... He just asked you about an Xbox.
Oh, okay, well...
Any reason to plug that Wii U? Yeah, that Reggie
juice.
How does Reggie taste, by the way?
My body is Reggie.
But, God. But, what do you call it? No, but out of the two, definitely PS4. I'm going to jump on PS4.
Smart man.
Out of the two. The Xbox One, it's like it's comes down to games.
Mm.
If it's at the moment, it's just Halo 5, unless I've forgotten something. It is literally.
Did they say it was Halo 5 or Halo?
It's some other Halo.
No, the sand, the desert.
That's not Halo 5.
Oh, what is that?
It's some other Halo.
Real time strategy, RPG, MMO.
Halo with sword. Well, he's got the cloak, he may as well just sword up. Just do it.
I still have a problem with that.
Why is he using the cloak?
Hide his identity. As opposed to weather the storm. So it's not so that he doesn't get sand in his...
So it's just purpose for the trailer.
I just think it's for the trailer because I remember...
I'm not going to have a chief of a
I think they did it deliberately to take the piss out of two things.
Okay.
One, to take the piss out of Journey.
Yeah.
And two, to take the piss out of the whole cloth and armour thing that Destiny's got going on. So when people said, "Jesus, what is this?" Everyone was asking what this game was until you suddenly then saw the chip. And
okay,
said,
that's.
But why do you think Jedi
and desert
sand? Yeah, but cloth, that, okay,
cloth, long flowing cloth.
That's all they you need. Really. That's what it is.
And, I give 343 ratings. They do have that. They do have that.
That kind of spite.
That strange. Just they can have fun with. They can have fun with what they're given. They are definitely the best developer that Microsoft has right now. Anyway,
definitely. And unfortunately, they're tied to just being beaten over the head with Halo. Yeah, but they were purpose built for that.
Back to the games. Apart from Halo, whatever that is, and Halo 5 that we'll know is coming. What is there?
Well,
that they've shown. Well, not 343, but just Microsoft in general.
Titanfall obviously is another one they've got.
But that's not exclusive to the.
Well, okay, Xbox One. So internally from
Xbox One. No, for Xbox One, because Titanfall both 360.
Well, they've got the new Dead Rising. They've obviously got Quantum Break, which is exciting, I guess, because we don't know that much
about it. I don't know anything about Quantum Break. Yeah, that's why it's exciting. I mean, I looked at that and I thought.
Killer instinct.
But then I did the same thing with Alan Wake. I said. Because you know some of the same guys that made Alan Wake.
Yeah. Okay. I like Alan Wake. Yeah.
I looked at Alan Wake and thought, oh, this was quite interesting. Then it was just a third person flash him up. So I just thought,
flash him up.
I just thought.
Well, speaking of flash him up, or beat him up. I think Killer Instinct is kind of a cheeky game. You have to pay to get new characters.
No, but it's free.
It's free to play.
Oh, they're getting free to play.
Yeah, it's free to play.
Okay,
you're just going to get a bunch of Jago lobbies. That's fine. It's free to play.
Is it free to play and I can choose one character?
No,
like any character?
You only get Jago.
So loads of Jagos running
around. Yeah, that's what I said, Jago lobbies. You go in there, just select Jago, that's all you're going
to
get.
Do you think it would have been better if they allowed you to pick, like, your favourite one and you're just...
Oh, yeah, definitely. But why would they do that?
Well, why... It's a stupid question. They want to make money. Okay, yeah, fair enough. I'll shut up.
What's it called? But then you could just buy the full game for £30.
Yeah, well, that it's an interesting thing.
I'm going to buy the other.
Are you going to buy that game?
I'm going to buy the full game and only play as Jago.
But are you going to. Someone will do that. Yeah. There will be a guy that will do that.
Actually, Jago's the best.
But do you reckon the game's good, though, in terms of, like, for me, it looked alright, but then I looked at the developer's pedigree and I was hurt.
Because people are saying that it's actually. Double Helix do not have a great track record. But people are saying that regardless of the fact that Double Helix are heading it up, it actually looks and plays really well. But I've never had a beat on 2D games. I've never been able to tell if a 2D game is good or not, because I'm from that old era of Neo Geo. SNK, Samurai Showdown, Capcom versus SNK, with these 3D, 2D beat-em-ups.
Yeah.
I don't really understand what constitutes a great. Oh. That's a cool. I mean, Street Fighter 4, I love playing Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
But I only play it to a certain extent, then I just get bored. I mean, people are saying that Killer Instinct looks good, but what's it called? Because there are characters, I mean, not characters, there are companies that can redeem themselves, Mercury Steam being one of them. They started off with Clive Barker's Jericho, but then they were given a franchise that allowed them to basically pull themselves out of that dirt.
But I don't think those guys, Mercury Steam, had so much trash, did they? Like, how many?
No, but what's
games?
It called? These what's it called? Double Helix have been given Killer Instinct. You know, what else have they been given?
All right, so I'll go through the list. Silent Hill Homecoming, G.I. Joe, Front Mission, MX versus ATV Reflex, Green Lantern, Battleship. And then now they've got Killer Instinct, obviously, and they're doing Strider. So, like
see,
I said,
see, look,
you're only as good
see,
as the games
so,
you've made.
So, from kind of from Killer Instinct, yeah, it's not out yet, but it's their best looking game so far. Yeah,
well, I'm just being harsh anyway.
It's their best looking game so far, and Strider looked good. I know people don't like it, but Strider looked good.
Have they shown Strider?
Yeah. So
I love how that just shut me up there. I was just like, Taz, why would they make a Strider game?
We actually have discussion. Yeah. I was saying, Ed, you know, what's it called? I mean, we've got Rising.
On the Mega Drive. It was really good.
I know we've got Rising. But then, you know, we've got Ninja Gaiden, which is good, but, you know, it's been out of the game for so long. What about a Strider game? That's what I said to Ed. And Ed said, why the fuck would they make a Strider game? It doesn't make any sense. If you want bot and man, you play Rising. If you want ninja, you play Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden. And then, lo and behold, 2 weeks later, they're making a Strider game. What? The bullshit. And then from there, Ed just thinks it looks shit because of the fact that it's a Strider game. I've been asking for a Strider game and we got one. And it looks beast.
It looks alright. Let's not get carried away. And it's 2D as well, so obviously 2D they weren't ready to go.
I'm enjoying
it. Old school Strider.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. They weren't ready to pull their trousers down and do a full-on
1D.
Yeah, a full-on 3D.
Yeah, because they're still dedicating all their time to Killer Instinct, which will probably end up being good.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, what else?
If you can come from Clive Barker's Jericho to Castlevania, Which, I mean, Castlevania Lords of Shadow still wasn't even...
Wait, that's them, Double Helix?
No. This is Mercury's theme.
Okay.
And what's it called? I don't know if they only went from Clive Barker's Jericho to Castlevania.
But anyway, they're a top-tier developer now anyway, so...
But are they?
Well, what they've done with...
What did they do before Castlevania?
Not too sure. I'll find out. But...
at the moment is what do you call it? I'm always open to get. There was no way I wasn't going to get an Xbox One, but mm-hmm. I'm literally just waiting for me to hit. Not even for them to release an exclusive, just for them to say we have exclusives coming. That'll be enough.
Yeah,
that'll be enough for me. Because to be honest, I'm going to say something now. What do you call it? That you two probably don't know.
Sure.
The console I've played the most this generation has actually been the 360. Not my Wii. Now, I know I've been saying the Wii a lot. The thing is, I played the most single-player games on the Wii, but in terms of the hours...
That's still cool.
But the hours... the hours I put in gaming...
What single-players have you played on the Wii?
Let me finish. The hours I put in...
I think I've actually played more single-player games on the Wii than you have.
Do you want to list them off?
Twilight Princess. I think that might be the one, actually.
What do you call it? Yeah,
the Smash Brothers, the subspace emissary count, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the mission. Wasn't me backing you up in that.
I don't really know.
From the front lines. But yeah, no. I mean, just in general, the 360 has been so good to me this cycle. I don't see why I wouldn't go back. But they just need to have games.
Yeah.
Because after experiencing PlayStation Plus, I've already said this to you, the moment I bought PlayStation Plus was in the first hour it made back the money I spent on it.
Yeah.
So that was ridiculous. And then I realised the amount of titles that they've got and the back catalogue they could still release.
Yeah.
Like not Akami, because it comes in the Wii also, but Shadow Colossus.
Yeah.
Ico. Right, stuff that I'm still enjoying.
You actually played Ico?
Yeah, I've started the beginning. Yeah.
How are you finding it?
Actually not that bad.
It's quite pleasant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not what I expected.
Well, did you...
No, because I just came back from Shadow Colossus, so I was kind of...
bad guys that play Shadow Colossus first.
Because that was free.
I'm one of those. I didn't know about that game. I mean back in the day, I didn't know about it.
I told you this is the second game, it's Shadow Colossus.
Do you realise the games I only played on like PS2 were like, what do you call it, Final Fantasy and Uncharted and Metal Gear. I was quite a generic, and football games, that was it. I didn't really know about these
FIFA 97 still the best football game.
Yeah. All right, so 360, I mean Xbox One,
the PS4 I'm more or less locked down. Yeah. That's coming no matter what.
Yeah.
The Xbox One, I'm literally just waiting to hear some news on games. Then I'll get it. They don't have to give me a release date, just as long as I know these exclusives are coming and what it's about. If it's interesting, I'm there.
Okay.
I'll get it. Basically, it needs to be more than just Halo.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking for. Right. I'm not asking for everything, just more than Halo.
I think they'll have some more stuff. I mean, we'll see.
Gears is done.
No.
So far, they've shown some rounded stuff. They've got the racing game in there. They've got a fighting game in there.
I think they've got quite a nice selection of different games. And we'll probably see more so than the PlayStation 4. It's just that Sony do have that strength that they've come in to from the PlayStation 3 era, and that is that that if Santa Monica are making a game, it's going to be top notch. If Naughty Dog are making a game,
They have that pedigree of having
the pedigree, because you also know with PS4 more games are going to come down.
They haven't shown as many, but
not even from those big studios, just from other random studios. You don't know what's coming.
Well, I think if you're talking about third party, because all of the best games that are coming out so far that we've seen are all third party. That's my impression. There's not on both sides, on Xbox One and on PlayStation.
Actually, I have to agree with that, because what do you call it? What's that game? Deliverance. Is it called Deliverance?
Division
looks really, really good.
I've maintained that Division's probably going to get worse and worse as years go by, like Watch Dogs.
Yeah, Ubisoft have the habit of...
Why is Watch Dogs looking bad now? you guys.
Let's just think back to the first time we saw Watch Dogs. We were obviously just surprised at how good it looked.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that been? Oh, PC. Yeah. So we were just.
Oh yeah, no. I remember that. Oh, it angered me so much. See, now it's all coming back.
And we saw that, and we just thought, well,
it looked like the best thing I've ever seen. Yeah, and then he said he's dropped PC at the end because they had the pad. They dropped PC at the end, and that really was.
Yeah, and we thought to ourselves that that's gonna current gen consoles aren't capable of that. But then that first showing was, I mean, it took E3 by storm, whatever, and everyone thought this just looks amazing. And then the next year you saw Watch Dogs. It was just I find that Ubisoft's games are all blending together, and it's all going to be one big story arc that has something to do with Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Dog.
Yeah. What's it called? Splinter. What was it? Splinter Assassin's Division of Legends or something like that. But if you look at Assassin's Creed 4 now, they're putting stealth elements in there.
On Strangers Tides.
Ubisoft, you've got stealth elements. In Watch Dogs, you've got stealth elements. Sorry, not in Ubisoft. In Splinter Cell, you've got stealth elements.
Probably Ubisoft.
Really funny that you would say Assassin's Creed has got stealth elements. I would have thought it would have had.
Yeah, it's supposed to, but it doesn't. It's never really been a stealth game.
It's nature,
really?
Yeah.
No, it's never really been. Because when I say stealth elements, I mean, you know, the whole crouch, being in cover. You only started getting some of those stealth elements in number 3, where you could actually go, he would automatically crouch.
Yeah, well, they pitched it like a different type of stealth, didn't they?
Yeah,
like Jay Greenman came out and said it's like more open world stealth.
But they're all blending together. If you want to find out where all of Ubisoft's fun and just chilled out, relaxed approach to gaming. It's in Rayman. All in Rayman. I was playing the Rayman, Rayman Legends demo, Beast demo. You have to download it.
Yeah.
I remember I was playing it and I thought to myself, why do I like this game?
Is it only soon you switch between characters? That big blue thing and.
Yeah, you can. That's Origins, but Legends is. There's one stage and it's called Castle Rock, which is really funny, and it's basically a stage it's a rhythm stage.
Yeah.
It's basically a rhythm stage. You know, it'd be funny if we didn't get any of this. It's just not.
We're getting it. I was just checking the time. How long we've been recording for. It's good.
And it's a rhythm stage. And I've been telling all my brothers, just play it. Just start playing it. You won't get it at first, but then after a while, you'll get what the game's asking you to do. Because at first you think it's just a typical run 2D stage, but it's just a rhythm. It's a rhythm game.
Oh, okay.
It's a rhythm stage.
To try
and
out.
It's so fun. And I'm just wondering to myself, because at first I was joking, oh yeah, I'm going to get Rayman over Splinter Cell and Payday 2 the heist, but I think I'm actually be serious about it now, because I enjoyed it. I went back and played the demo over and over again and just didn't get bored of it, and I thought I can actually see myself constantly playing this, so I'm probably definitely going to get it. But yeah,
But Dragon's Back, where do you stand on
I love games too much to not have a console.
Yeah, of course.
It won't come 2015 when I decide to go into next gen. I'm gonna walk in there. I'm gonna pretend as if I'm torn between, you know, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, just to hear what people say. Yeah. Say, oh no, you know, if you want to play with your friends, you could buy both. But if you just want to play this game, that game,
is that your game voice?
Store clerk when you go in there. Yeah. I said, well, what kind of games do you like? First person shooter. Then you probably. Well, you know, Halo's good, but have you ever tried Killzone? I just want to see what the guy says. And then I'll just say, fuck it, I'm going to buy both. I'm literally just going to walk out of that store with both
consoles. And get him the bonus of his life. He realises he's going to get a promotion after that.
Now. I'll go to someone else and buy it. He'll do all the helping. and then I'll go to someone else about it. But yeah,
I agree with you. I see myself getting all three anyway.
The console I don't want to get is the Wii U. I just don't want to get it, but it's in order to kind of have a deeper insight as to what I'm playing. You know, I don't like not having the equipment to play something, just drag and drop.
Obviously, you're only going to get it if it has something for you, like a game. You're not just going to buy it.
Well, at the moment, they've both got titles I'm interested in. But the titles I'm mostly interested in, I mean, when I look back at the games I played on the current generation, so the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, most of those games were third party. Most of those games were third party. You know, and I think that that's what I played mostly. And if I needed to play something on the PlayStation 3, I'd have the PlayStation 3 there. If I needed to play something on the Xbox 360, I'd have the Xbox 360. It's just a case of having it there rather than worrying, do I have to go out and get the console? Because every now and then, you will get a good, you'll get good exclusives.
Yeah.
You get good exclusives on both. And if everyone's saying, try this, and I can't try it, I guess I'll just have to leave it and wonder what it's going to be like. I like to just say, you know what, I have to try. I mean, even a game that looks as QTE fest as Rise Son of Rome, I actually want to try that game. I actually really want to try that game. It goes against everything I believe in action games. But I mean, graphics wise, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's, what's it called? There's also an arena mode in it as well, Colosseum mode, the 1v1 or something like that.
That should be cool.
It's just having it there, and just the ability to just be able to say, I want to go out and get it and everything, and it's just to have that. And if I'm sitting there with one console, and let's just say, PlayStation's getting all these exclusives here, there, everywhere, and then one exclusive comes out on the Xbox One, and I'm just thinking to myself,
I'll just get someone who has it. I'll just play your version. Let me borrow it, yeah?
Yeah, that trick of bringing that thing, this isn't the Xbox 360 Slim anymore.
I know.
This is Ghostbuster backpack.
Alright, no, that's a fair enough point, and to be honest, like I said, if they bring
and
something...
And Wii U, as much as it pains me that Bayonetta 2 is exclusive to the Wii U, I love Bayonetta. Everyone keeps saying that you should be grateful it was going to die if Nintendo didn't do this, do that.
Yeah, really was.
But would you...
And also, I know the argument you're going to make, which is if they would have waited...
Not even that, but would you rather something live in poverty?
in dire situation. No, but you're assuming that because you've not seen anything really on it.
I've seen it.
What proper gameplay?
I've seen it.
And you think it looks bad or it moves bad?
No, I don't think it looks bad. It looks like Bayonetta.
So that's a good thing then.
What's called. Oh, and the other thing about Xbox One is I need to know what both pads feel like. I just,
Oh, that's the thing actually.
To the extent
that
if the circle pad, the 360 one's
on top. I don't know.
There's a video. I'll show you after this. There's actually a video where they break down and the 360 pad, the Xbox One pad looks good. I mean, they've engineered it to perfection.
It looks nice, but it's just so...
You'll get used to it, man. That's one thing. As sure as you are that PlayStation 4 has exclusives, you can definitely be sure that Microsoft's pad will be.
That's their bread and butter, I actually went
to the extent that, because when it still had the DRM, I just said, I want to see how that pad feels. Maybe I should just buy a pad.
Just buy
a pad and just have it there and things like that.
No, it looks good. You can rest assured.
And the next Zelda game, because the guy that made Zelda, he's actually turned around and said that he's tired of this current Zelda formula and he's looking to games like Skyrim in order to broaden the...
Why would you... Yeah, so you're talking about the Zelda creator, right?
Yeah.
And now he's looking at Skyrim, which Skyrim kind of probably looked at Zelda. So now it's just doing a full circle. And it's like, why would you make Zelda more like Skyrim? I might as well just play Skyrim and have an elf. I can create Zelda in Skyrim if I wanted to. You do get
games like that where at one point Uncharted looked to Tomb Raider...
But loosely, I mean, the only resemblance, right, that you have, with those two games is that Drake has the same profession similar to Lara Croft, really.
They both raid tombs.
Yeah, that's it, really.
Zelda, Hyrule Fields is actually still quite big if you think about it. Skyscraper, Wind Waker. Actually, that vast sea, the first game I ever got seasick in. Even those games were quite big. So I think what he's trying to
do... But I think what he's probably trying to do is...
He obviously wasn't happy with that dungeon level. So when he was facing the spider and that tech demo that they had of the Wii U, everyone thought it was amazing. And I always thought that it didn't look that great. It still, it looked like Wii HD as far as I was concerned. And I knew that when you see the next generation, no one even looks at the Wii U.
Alright, so let me ask you a question. So what do you think he can take from looking at Skyrim and put into Zelda? What can he do? Like, without it becoming just a Skyrim mod, like a Skyrim Zelda mod or something?
The busy towns,
that would help.
The busy places, things that people are doing, and I mean, because Zelda's always been, in terms of dungeons, I've always viewed Zelda as the king of dungeons. It's always always had the best dungeons. And all they need to do is just expand on that. I literally think he's just trying to make, when he says Skyrim, I think he's just trying to take Zelda, make it bigger. That's what he's trying to
do. Like a living, breathing world. No, but not just a living, breathing world.
But this is what I'm saying. He's looking at something which is similar to the game he's already got, and he wants to take things from it instead of kind of realizing what made Zelda Zelda in the first place. And
but it's not taken away. Like, if you just add like busier town, busier villages,
The last boss of Twilight Princess, you fought Ganondorf on an open field.
Yeah.
As in, he was on his horse, and and Link was chasing him. Well, you were on horseback controlling the horse. And
I've
Zelda,
never seen that. My Zelda drowned. drowned in the water.
And Zelda just kept trying to. Do you just blaspheme and say you're Zelda?
No, so my Link.
You have people coming to your house.
Yeah.
That's good. And Zelda's just on horseback with the light arrows.
Yeah.
Trying to hit Ganondorf. And it was a nice open field, except you were just going in circles. Just going in circles. So.
I mean, I can understand what you're saying, but that's kind of a given. I don't think he needs to look at Skyrim for that. If he wants to have a more living, breathing world,
getting upset by Western development.
Yeah, and I don't think they really need to as much. I mean, you could take some stuff, but I still think there's something special about Zelda games, and it's not the fact that it's like Skyrim or anything like that. So I think by them putting features in it, I just think
their temples are always quite.
Yeah, so I think
fun.
If they're to focus on temples, having this signature ice. Fire temple, that's cool.
Just give me back my cut temples from Wind Waker. Are those making it into the HD
version?
Or
just make our sheep game.
Adventure game. Give it to Platinum Games. They'll do something with it.
That would excite me more. But alright, so we've beaten that, I think. For Xbox One.
I like games. I like games too much to not
as
least
on PSN, but
access. I'll be on everything.
Yeah, I know, you've proven that, actually.
Give me a game, I'll be on there.
I've sent you so many messages on the Wii. So many messages on the Wii.
I've been connected to the internet. Forget about the Wii.
Next thing, because there's another player in next gen, which isn't
who?
Wii.
Oh, the
PC.
We've covered PS4,
Ouya.
Yeah, we covered it because I spoke about PS4.
Ouya box.
Well, PC, you guys are not really.
I'm not really into PC.
I mean, PC doesn't really have a generation.
Have you seen the new Battlefield
class layout?
No, Battlefield Friends. Oh, no. The guy, the PC elitist, comes over and he's saying, more or less says, what the fuck is this? Where are the graphics?
He's
just hurt. That.
Funny, I've actually got it on PC now. What do you call it?
Free.
Yeah, on PC, a friend gave me a code, Jordan. I've got a code for it.
How's it?
We'll talk about that later. When you take away aim assist, first person shooters are interesting. With a controller, I'll say that.
You actually tried to play with a controller?
Yeah.
Are you insane?
Yeah, I learned the hard way that everyone that you got to will just drop you and. Yeah, they probably laugh at me doing that when I turn like that. And
you have to use mouse and keyboard.
But I can't do the keyboard part. The mouse part I can do, obviously.
Then your PC is wasted.
Well, wasted on things, but I use my PC for a lot of other things. But yeah, anyway, I'm a beast.
Give me some of those parts. Yeah. I'll make a PC that's twice as good as mine.
Alright, so it looks like we're done with that. Yep. I am definitely going to be getting a PS4. I will expect you guys to.
I have to get everything. This will probably be the first generation where I probably delve into PC gaming.
Actually, one question that I had about Xbox One. What do you guys think if Microsoft need to do anything, because obviously Sony are just loving it now, absorbing the thing. But what can Xbox do? Do you think they need to do anything, or do you think they're okay?
I think right now, they've gotten not necessarily to level playing field, but they've taken a lot of things away from the Xbox One that people had problems with. There are only a few nitpicky things now with the price and things things like that. Now all they need to do is focus really on the games.
I was going
to
say that.
You know, if people want an Xbox One, they're going to get an Xbox One. Simple as. And £100 or... Now, how much is it here? £70 difference?
Yeah, it is about £70.
I mean, in the beginning, that's going to be a major factor.
Yeah.
As I was telling someone online the other day, that regardless of, let's just say you get little Timmy, always has to be Timmy, he wants his parents to get him a video games console. It's all, price is always going to play into
book.
It.
Book, get him a friggin' book, man.
Well, since Timmy made it out of the world,
Timmy
sure
does not deserve gaming.
Wants.
No, he was naughty in class. He deserves a friggin' book.
Well, let's just say he's been good.
Then he gets two books. Yeah. All right. But Timmy's sport, and he's gonna get a fucking console.
It's,
right.
it's gonna be a case of price, unless he really wants to speak to someone on Skype. Unless he really has
he's
to.
He's exposed
speak.
To quite a lot. See, this is why he wants a book. Does he really want Skype?
Yeah, but unless he really, you know, needs to speak to grandma, holiday greetings, whatever. And if that really is, if your parents are thinking more along the lines of, well, but on Christmas Day, what if we want to say hello to your parents? Oh, yeah, you know, you've got Skype on the Xbox One. Oh, I'm definitely getting that because I really need to say hello. I mean, I don't even know what kind of person would be buying a console for that reason. You can use Skype on anything else.
Yeah.
But
in the comfort on your couch, it makes sense. I mean, even my favourite, Michael Pratt, he keeps on saying that as well.
That
Skype is a big thing. A lot of people overlook it.
I mean,
it's just wicked. I'm even thinking, even for my mum, if she was to be able to Skype while she's just, you know, on the couch.
Just chilling.
Yeah, better... doing that than me trying to explain how it works.
I think it kind of works with streaming as well, that you can stream and you can have a, which is the stream setup that people have anyway. They have usually have a camera looking at them as well as what's going on the TV screen. I think Skype will allow them to do that. If you wanted to do that. But then, you know, PlayStation 4 always offers a choice, but then a lot of people kind of say, well, I don't really have it. Then they won't see a need for it until they get it.
Yeah, you know? I think.
But then, why would they get it if they don't see a need for it? It's weird.
I mean, I think the only problem they really have is convincing of that extra £100 or £70, whatever it is.
I think what they'll probably do is they'll see the first few years, weeks, months of sales, and then they'll say, what happens if we release a version without Kinect? Because I think this is what they're gearing themselves up for.
To do.
That is, it doesn't work. It works without Kinect, so we can remove Kinect and make something that's cheaper. Yeah, the developers trying to make things for Kinect, that will suffer.
Yeah.
But is it for a greater gain? Possibly.
Well, that's the sad thing, because now you're going to get the Kojimas, the Cliffy Bs, that realise, wait, it's not going to be in every box. I don't need to care about it. You know what I mean? So... that's a big thing. They were burnt by that with the hard drive as well, with the 360. But to be honest with you, I think if a developer wants... Well, yeah, the fact that it wasn't mandatory and all things, because you had the arcade, so they couldn't design games knowing that there's going to be a hard drive in this unit, so they couldn't do that. I mean, those things, it hinders development.
Nowadays people like DICE take full advantage.
They fucking do, man. I installed Battlefield 3 on my PC. It's like 24
it's
gigs.
It's so stupid.
It's 24 gigs, man. It's just
It's one of the, especially people that are trying to game with 20 gigs.
If there's a guy out there that still wants to play, like, any game or one game, then... you know, he's probably stuck with Cameo.
Yeah,
he's looking for that.
You know, you kind of have to think to yourself, do I really need to play with HD content on?
There was a content pack for that as well, wasn't there?
I've actually played it without the HD content on because it just took too long.
How does it look? Does it look?
Just looks muddy textures here and there. It's,
another thing about next gen, actually, in the whole, that I wanted to just say quickly before we go is that I really don't think there's been a massive leap. I mean, I know we've been saying that, but I don't think there's been a big enough leap. That's why I'm prepared to wait. And I'm prepared to wait until a game comes that I want. So, Final Fantasy, I want. And so, and I don't care if that doesn't look great or whatever, I just want that game.
Well, it really looks quite good. You've got people moaning, oh, it doesn't look like Final Fantasy.
Well, it's good anyway, man. Anyway, I'm in the camp of 13, but I just...
I'm not surprised there isn't a big leap. I mean, consider how this generation went. It's kind of safe. This whole cycle has been kind of safe. In terms of gaming, I mean.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's the sequel cycle.
Yeah.
So,
Do you know what it is? I think that there's been... I mean, obviously, graphically, you'll see a leap, yeah. But because now gaming consoles are doing so much more than just playing games, and that's what people kind of want. I mean, you had the whole debacle with the PlayStation 4 about, only having 5.5 gigs of GDDR5 RAM, whatever. And
what does that mean again?
What does GDDR5 RAM mean?
It just means faster.
It just means faster.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
So the AI will look good, but it'll be slobbering everywhere because it's not like DDR3 that can multitask and whatever.
Yeah.
But people just hurt and they're saying, oh, Sony lied to us this, Sony lied to us that. But that's because, I mean, let's just say it does turn out to be true. If you want to be talking in party chat, if you want to be capturing video games, if you want to be streaming, if you want to do all of that, the RAM is going to take a hit.
Yeah, it's
going to take a hit. You can't. But that's what I'm saying. Everyone feels as though they're so entitled.
Do you think 8 gigs goes to a game? I mean, what fucking trashy game are you making that's taking much memory anyway?
What's it called?
It's not smart thinking.
It's completely, what's the term for when, not useless, but inefficient.
Yeah.
It's completely inefficient.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Totally.
So, what's it called? Well, yeah, as I stand, it's, I'd like to get both the next-gen consoles and the half-mid-gen Wii U.
Nah, I like that. And your stance is...
the same. All three. Eventually, I'm going to get all three.
Okay, well, I'll be coming around your houses for the...
Plus the DS.
Well, for the Xbox One and Xbox One, because I will not be coming. I don't care about the Wii U right now. I've never have cared about Nintendo stuff. Sorry if anyone's offended by that, but I just don't.
There's nothing wrong with that. My body is Reggie.
All right. So that's it. What you got? All good, yeah?
Yep.
Nothing else to add?
Nope.
Cool.